Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Master Your Learning by Thibaut Maurice is a practical self-improvement guide focused on how to learn more effectively in everyday life, school, and professional settings. Positioned as part of the author's Mastery series, the book frames learning as a trainable skill rather than a fixed talent. Instead of treating reading, courses, and note-taking as ends in themselves, it emphasizes building a repeatable process that helps you understand ideas deeply, remember them longer, and apply them with confidence. The approach blends principles from cognitive science with simple habits and workflows, making it accessible for busy readers who want clear direction without academic jargon. Across its core themes, the book encourages active engagement, deliberate practice, and regular review so knowledge becomes usable rather than quickly forgotten. It also addresses motivation and consistency, helping readers shift from short bursts of enthusiasm to a steady identity as a lifelong learner with a system that supports continuous growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, learning is a skill and a system. A central message is that effective learning is not a matter of intelligence or luck, but of method. The book encourages readers to stop relying on vague effort and instead build a simple, repeatable learning system. That system starts with choosing what to learn and why, then defining outcomes that can be tested through use, not just recognized on a page. It highlights the difference between consuming information and transforming it into understanding, suggesting that progress comes from structured cycles of input, processing, practice, and review. By treating learning like a craft, the reader is pushed to adopt process goals such as a daily practice window, a weekly review routine, and a consistent note workflow. This reframing reduces frustration because you can adjust the system even when results feel slow. It also makes learning more sustainable, since the focus shifts from motivation to habits and environmental design. Over time, a system-based approach supports long-term growth across changing goals, whether you are building career skills, studying for exams, or exploring personal interests. Secondly, deep understanding through active processing. The book emphasizes that deeper learning happens when you actively work with ideas rather than passively read or watch. It encourages techniques that force you to translate, organize, and explain concepts in your own words, because that effort reveals gaps and strengthens comprehension. A key theme is elaboration, connecting new information to what you already know through examples, analogies, and cause and effect reasoning. The reader is guided to ask better questions such as, what does this mean? Why is it true? When does it apply? And what would change my mind? Another focus is breaking complex topics into smaller mental models and then rebuilding them into a coherent structure, which makes retrieval easier later. The book also promotes learning by doing, using small projects, exercises, and teaching style explanations as a way to convert abstract knowledge into practical competence. By repeatedly reconstructing the idea from memory and applying it in context, you move from surface familiarity to real understanding, which is the foundation for long-lasting retention. Thirdly, retention strategies that beat forgetting. To retain information longer, the book leans on widely known memory principles such as spacing and retrieval practice. Instead of rereading or highlighting, it favors methods that require you to recall and use information, because recall strengthens memory more than recognition. The reader is encouraged to revisit material over increasing intervals, creating a schedule that matches how forgetting works. This can be supported through simple flashcards, structured review sessions, or brief written recalls after learning. Another theme is reducing cognitive overload by capturing the essence of what matters, rather than trying to memorize everything. The book advocates for focusing on core principles, key distinctions, and high-value examples that serve as anchors. It also points to the importance of sleep, attention, and minimizing multitasking, since memory formation depends on the quality of focus during learning. By combining spaced review with active recall and focused sessions, the reader can build a reliable retention loop that keeps knowledge accessible for months and years rather than days. Fourthly, note-taking, summarizing, and building a personal knowledge base. A practical portion of the book centers on turning what you learn into a usable knowledge base. Rather than collecting endless notes, it emphasizes notes that are designed for future retrieval and application. The reader is encouraged to summarize ideas clearly in their own words, capture actionable takeaways, and organize information in a way that supports problem-solving. Good notes become prompts for thinking, not archives of copied material. The book also highlights revisiting and refining notes, since learning deepens when you rewrite, compress, and connect information over time. This turns note-taking into a second round of learning. Another key idea is linking concepts across domains, which helps you create a network of knowledge you can draw on creatively. The result is a personal system where learning compounds, each new concept has a place, connects to prior understanding, and can be turned into decisions, plans, or output. By treating notes as tools for action and reflection, readers can reduce overwhelm and make their learning more cumulative. Lastly, becoming a lifelong learner. Through motivation and identity, beyond tactics, the book addresses the mindset and behavioral patterns that keep learning alive over the long term. It suggests that consistency comes less from willpower and more from designing routines that fit your life. The reader is encouraged to define a clear purpose for learning, choose projects that create meaningful feedback, and use small commitments that lower friction. Another theme is shifting identity, seeing yourself as someone who learns continuously, which makes the habit more stable during busy or stressful periods. The book also emphasizes reflection, reviewing what worked, what did not, and what to change in your approach. This keeps learning adaptive rather than rigid. It promotes the idea of learning in public or sharing summaries, since producing output increases accountability and forces clarity. By combining motivation, identity, and practical structure, the reader can avoid the common cycle of intense starts and quick drop-offs. The overall aim is to make learning an ongoing lifestyle that supports career resilience, personal growth, and curiosity. In conclusion, this book is best suited for students who want better study results, professionals who need to upskill efficiently, and self-learners who feel overwhelmed by information but struggle to retain and apply what they consume. Readers who enjoy practical guidance will benefit most, because the focus is on building a repeatable process. Choose the right learning targets, study actively, review strategically, and turn notes into usable knowledge. In daily life, these habits can translate into stronger performance at work, faster skill acquisition, and greater confidence when tackling new subjects. Instead of relying on cramming or endless content consumption, the methods encourage you to learn deeply and make knowledge stick, which reduces wasted effort and frustration. Compared to similar learning books that are either highly academic or narrowly focused on one technique, this one aims to be a balanced field guide. It brings together core principles like active recall, spacing, and deliberate practice with simple routines that can fit into a busy schedule. If you want a clear framework for becoming consistent and self-directed, it is worth buying as a compact, system-oriented roadmap. If you would like to support Thibaut Maurice, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.